A.E. J. Collins from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at http://en.wikipedia.org. Captain Arthur Edward Jean James Collins, 18th of August 1885 to 11th of November 1914, typically known by his initials A.E. J. Collins, was a cricketer and soldier, most famous for his achievement as a schoolboy of the highest ever recorded score in cricket, 628 not out, over four afternoons in June 1899. Collins' record-making innings drew a large crowd and increasing media interest. Spectators at the Old Cliftonian match being played nearby were drawn away to watch a junior schoolhouse cricket match. Collins joined the British Army in 1902. He studied at the Royal Military Academy, Woolwich, before becoming an officer in the Royal Engineers. He served in France during World War I, where he was killed in action in 1914. Section 1. Early Life and Education. Collins was born on 18th of August 1885 in Hazaribagh, India, to Arthur Herbert Collins, a judge in the Indian Civil Service, and Mrs. Esther Ida Collins. Both of his parents had died by the time he began his education at Clifton College, Bristol, where he held a scholarship. He joined Clifton College in September 1897. Becoming a member of Clark's House, although he later moved to North Town House. He was an excellent sportsman, being in the football 11, the number of players in the team, the rugby 15, the cricket 11, and he represented the school in the rackets pair in 1902 with R.P. Keegan. He won a bronze medal for boxing at Aldershot in 1901, along with E.A. Hughes and H.B. Hewitt. Tim Rice, in an article for the Electronic Telegraph to celebrate the centenary of the score, entitled "On the Seventh Day, A.E.J. Collins Rested, 9th June 1999," described him thus: "He was an orphan whose guardians lived in Tavistock, Devon. He was a reserved boy, short and stockily built, fair-haired and pale. He was remembered by contemporaries as one who led by example rather than by inspiration. Although paradoxically, he was regarded as likely to fall short of the highest standards as a cricketer because of his recklessness at the crease." Section 2. The Famous Match. In 1899, whilst a 13-year-old schoolboy, Collins scored the highest ever recorded cricket score of 628 not out. This feat took place during a junior schoolhouse cricket match between Clark's House and North Town House. The match was played on an outfield off Guthrie Road, Bristol, now named Collins Piece. The ground had both a poor surface and a very unusual shape. It was short, only 60 yards long, with a wall only 70 yards away, forming the boundary on one side, while the other side was a gentle slope falling away towards the school sanatorium in the distance. All hits to the long boundary down the slope had to be all run, but the three short boundaries only counted for two runs. On Thursday the 22nd of June, Collins, a right-handed batsman, won the toss for Clark's House and chose to bat first. Collins hit the first stroke at 3:30 p.m. and by the close of play at 6 p.m. he had scored 200 runs. On Fridays, lessons allowed another 2.5 hours play, and by then news of an exceptional innings had gone round the school. So brilliant was his play that even an Old Cliftonian match being played nearby lost its interest, and a large crowd watched Collins' phenomenal performance. Collins' innings almost ended at 400, when an easy catch was dropped. But at around 5:30 on the Friday, only some 5 hours after he started, he overtook Andrew Stoddart's then world record high score of 485, to rapturous applause. By the end of the second day, he remained unbeaten on 509. The match resumed on Monday the 26th of June at 12:30, but the school authorities extended the hours available for play in a bid to speed the end of the match. As the crowds continued to grow and media interest escalated, the disruption to school life was considerable. Collins played his part, his approach described as downright reckless, as he hit out, being dropped twice more when on 605 and 619. Collins reached 598, but he was rapidly running out of partners. On 27th of June 1899, after just 25 minutes play, Collins lost his final partner, Thomas Redfern, caught by Ellison Fuller Ebrill a point for 13, with his personal score on 628. Collins had played less than 7 hours cricket, carrying his bat throughout his side's innings. North Town House, demoralised, were bowled out for 87 in 90 minutes on Monday. The match resumed on Wednesday the 28th of June, when Northtown's second innings went even worse, making 61 in just over an hour. So Clark House won by innings and 688 runs. Collins showed some ability as an all-rounder, with his right arm medium-pace bowling taking 11 wickets for 63 runs. The scorebook still hangs in the pavilion at Clifton, but the task facing the scorers was unenviable. One of them, Edward Peglar, is reported to have said that Collins' score was 628, plus or minus 20, shall we say. The other scorer for the match was J.W. Hall, whose father had batted with Edward Tilecote in 1868, when he had set an early world record unbeaten score of 404, also at Clifton. Collins became public property for a long while after the match, forever associated with his great score. Today, all men speak of him, wrote one newspaper. He has a reputation as great as the most advertised soap. He will be immortalised. After leaving school, he never wanted to be reminded of his famous innings. Nevertheless, he has been remembered well beyond his own lifetime. Section 3. Military Career. Collins chose to follow an army career, passing his entrance exams to the Royal Military Academy at Woolwich in September 1901, and joining up the following year. He represented the Royal Military Academy at both football and rugby, and was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Royal Engineers. Despite the limitations on his sport that the military service caused, he played at Lord's, scoring 58 and 36 runs in the two innings. He joined Clifton Rugby Football Club in February 1905, but never rose above the second 15. He served with the 2nd Sappers and Miners in India, and was promoted to lieutenant in 1907. He married Ethel Slater in spring 1914, and was sent to France when World War I broke out later that year. He was killed in action on November 11, 1914, at the Battle of Ypres, while serving with the 5th Field Company, Royal Engineers, at the age of 29. His body was never found, but his name is recorded at the Menin Gate Memorial in Belgium. Before his death, he had been mentioned in dispatches. His brother Herbert, also an old Cliftonian, was killed in action in 1917. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.